This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson on the floor of the Illinois House talking to State Representative Noreen Hammond following Governor Rauner's budget address. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Absolutely, Will. It's good to have you here and firsthand.
And again, as always, with the disclosure of any of these questions, at least to our listeners, sound familiar. I apologize for that. But you've been around the legislature for a while now. I thought, as I said with Senators Weaver and Tracy, that this is probably the most specific of a budget address I've heard in terms of specific dollar amounts and costs and proposed cuts and savings and things like that.
It was a very detailed budget address and went into a lot more detail than certainly we've had in the last few years, and I was encouraged about that to get some details. The devil is always in the details and how we put those details to work.
The biggest proposals were pension cost shifting and a $1 billion tax cut. How workable are those things?
Well, particularly our school districts have talked in the last several years about the proposal to shift the pension costs onto our taxing bodies. And the speaker himself brought it up several years ago. But at the end of the day, they have said, we understand it's coming, but give us the time to implement it. And whereas you're implementing it at a 25% rate over 4 years, can we do it this quickly? I need to have discussions with my taxing bodies at home and say, you know, is this workable for you? Many have already done their budgets. And so to throw this on top of it would be extremely difficult for them, and if not impossible. So I need to have discussions with them and see, how is it going to affect you? What's it going to cost you? And how are you going to be able to absorb those costs?
Yeah, maybe it's just the skeptic in me, but having this go over 4 years seems to me gives your colleagues a lot of time to change that and, you know, again, make it, I don't want to say worse, but, you know, change it one way or the other if they wanted to.
Well, and I think also we run the very real risk of soaring property taxes, absolutely soaring property taxes. When you do a shift of that kind, even when you do it over the course of 4 years, that is significant, and the only way for our schools and our communities to make that up is through property taxes, which is one of the issues that we're trying to address, and how do we reduce our property taxes.
I was speaking of that, I was kind of surprised that the so-called turnaround agenda items outside of pension reform, obviously, didn't really come up, because while that's been argued that some of those things are not budget-related items, the governor's brought those up in previous years.
Yes, and many of those were not there, but there were things included like changes to the health care for many state employees, teachers, and retirees. So, again, that's a significant change that bears a lot of discussion.
Among the other proposals, things like continued $2 billion more in road spending, that can't go wrong, right?
Well, no, certainly, you drive the roads every day as well.
And I told Representative Swanson that, I sure came across some nice-sized potholes on the way here today.
They are real, and particularly as we get into the spring, we're going to see more and more of that. So, yes, our roads need improvements. There was discussion of improvements to rail, some money for higher education maintenance that is desperately needed, and as well as improvements to the Quincy Veterans Home. So I think all of those are great ideas. The questions are, how do we pay for the capital bill?
Speaking of the Quincy Veterans Home, that's certainly, with unfortunately two more Legionnaire's disease cases being reported this week, that just, sometimes it seems like that's a winning battle, dealing with that there, and sometimes it seems like it's a losing battle.
Well, I recently visited the Quincy Veterans Home, and I think there's a very good reason for identifying the two latest individuals that have been diagnosed, and that's because they do in excessive testing, and they test water. I believe it's three different times a day. They test individuals as well, and I think that kudos to them for catching it so early and actually being able to deliver the treatment that these individuals will need. And we had a discussion when I was there that we don't do the kind of testing that the veterans' home does as a result of the history they have with Legionnaires, but and Legionella. But if we were to start testing, you know, in our schools, in our universities, in our long-term care facilities, how much Legionella would we find? We know right here in this Capitol complex that there's Legionella.
Absolutely. Let's move on to some other issues. I know you're, of course, higher ed is near and dear to your heart with Western being in your district, among other things. There were proposals there, including, again, pension shifting to the universities and more higher ed spending. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, certainly higher ed has suffered desperately over the last 10, 12, 15 years, and we need to be able, you know, we're trying to figure out how we attract students to stay in Illinois and to come to Illinois, and by cutting higher education, we're not going to accomplish that. So certainly the pension cost shift would significantly reduce the revenues for higher education. But I think as we, you know, at the end of the day, this year we passed a budget that included funding for higher education. I believe the budget that the governor has proposed leaves that flat, except for the pension cost shift, and so that would actually result in a reduction. And this budget spends more than the budget that was passed last year, and we work diligently to cut billions of dollars out of last year's budget.
The governor proposed, I think he cited the state of Massachusetts as legislating changes to the state and employee health care proposals, proposing to save as much as, well, $500 million or so. Is that feasible?
Well, I think part of that depends on the employees agreeing to it, because of the way the Constitution is written in the state of Illinois, and it's been tested in the courts a number of times now, and the courts have upheld it. It depends on the employees agreeing to the changes. So if you have one employee that says no, that pretty much finishes it.
And along those lines, as I mentioned with your other colleagues, with that contract with Ask Me still not being resolved, gee, that's going to be a fun conversation to have.
Yeah, won't it though? Yeah, that hasn't gone very well up to this point, and I don't, you know, I don't think that this will certainly spur a positive change to that.
Any other thoughts on the governor's remarks today?
Well, I look forward to, you know, as I said, talking with my taxing bodies, see how they would be affected by some of these changes that the governor is proposing. And then passing for us to pass as a General Assembly a true revenue estimate. What is it? What are we working with? How much is it? And, you know, we don't have to spend it all, folks. We, you know, we can, as the governor mentioned, to pay down some more of our bills, I think, is very important. We have paid off a significant portion of them. We have a lot more to do. But I look forward to working with my colleagues in this chamber and the chamber across the way on passing a balanced budget.
State Representative Noreen Hammond, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. More on Galesburg's Evening News coming up on WGIL.